The Last Confession of Thomas Hawkins by Antonia Hodgson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
All you that in the condemned hold do lie, prepare you, for tomorrow you shall die. Words called beneath Newgate Prison on the eve of a hanging. Prologue. No one thought Tom Hawkins would hang, not until the last moment. Gentlemen don't hang, not even ones found guilty of murder. Hawkins wasn't much of a gentleman, that was true, but he came from a good family with good connections. The pardon would come. Sometimes the marshal kept it hidden deep in his pocket, only to pull it out with a flourish when the procession reached the gallows. A bit of drama for the mob. A lesson, too. An act of mercy is always a lesson. This is what Hawkins tells himself as his cart rolls slowly out of Newgate Prison. The pardon will come. I've kept my side of the bargain. I've held my tongue. But Hawkins has a gambler's instinct, and he can feel the odds rising with each turn of the wheel. He should have been freed hours ago, if he could only catch someone's eye. But the marshal is riding up at the head of the procession, followed by a band of constables armed with staves. Their boots pound hard against the cobbles as they march up Snow Hill. He can't see them. He is a condemned man.